Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, June 2nd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Iraq's new government is introduced amid a barrage of violence. A ministry vows to stay. There's been a delay in an Nepali pastor verdict, and hope comes to Nigerian students. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Iraq, where a transitional government was sworn in Tuesday. Insurgents have taken out their anger by targeting foreigners, relief workers, and Christians for violence. The instability is forcing leaders to call for a united Iraq. International Aid's Miles Fish says their work won't be affected.
We do have four clinics that are in Iraq that are still functional, and they're being staffed by Iraqis, not by North Americans. Those efforts are ongoing, and we've just gotten a report back from Baghdad this past week that the church is alive and well and growing, but there's a great deal of uncertainty because of the transition of power.
Fish explains their teams are working with ministry in mind.
We were trying to enable the churches that were pre-existing, that were there throughout the Saddam Hussein era, to reach their communities. And first, just a demonstration of Christ's love and building the relationships necessary so that they could then articulate it. Conversions are taking place, and there are actually some new churches that have formed in Baghdad.
Next, hundreds are feared dead and thousands are homeless after heavy rains pummeled the island of Hispaniola, home to the countries of the Dominican Republic and Haiti. World Vision's Kevin Cook is in Haiti and says the death toll is estimated at over 2,000. Cook says World Vision was adversely affected.
The vehicle lost control on the road, and we lost one of our staff in an accident in the Dominican Republic. We learned that about 30 sponsored children were lost in the flooding in and around the town of Jemani.
Cook says while World Vision's primary goal right now is providing physical aid, spiritual aid is also part of it.
This is part of our ministry to the most oppressed and poor people of the world, and we believe that we can show God's love to them. And there are many opportunities to share our faith with people, particularly during difficult times.
Help World Vision by calling 1-888-56-CHILD or going to their website at worldvision.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. More bad news coming from Nepal. Gospel for Asia says their missionary pastor will have to wait a little longer to receive the news about his appeal. Pastor Manja Tamang's verdict hearing before the Supreme Court was supposed to take place last week. According to Gospel for Asia, for an unknown reason, one of the three judges was absent, forcing a delay of 2 or 3 weeks. Tamang has been in prison since being falsely accused and convicted of murder 2 years ago. We'll let you know when it will be rescheduled. Meanwhile, Ukraine is quickly becoming the Bible Belt of countries linked to the former Soviet Union. Dr. David Shibley with Global Advance says Ukraine now supplies about 80% of the pastors in all of the former republics in the old Soviet Union. Global Advance recently held frontline shepherds conferences in Ukraine.
We were privileged to see over 2,200 pastors and church leaders attend three frontline shepherds conferences in three different cities in Ukraine, and the response was just overwhelming. These men have a new commitment to church planting.
Shibley believes the Holy Spirit is working in this part of the world.
That part of the world is very open to the gospel. What is new is a great evangelistic and missions vision. I believe that the Ukrainian church may well lead the way, in Northern Europe at least, of seeing a real vision for the fulfilling of the Great Commission.
And local believers and churches of Nigeria responded with great excitement for the Book of Hope. A Book of Hope response team trained over 1,000 people in 16 Nigerian states on how to use the book for powerful evangelism. The goal is to reach all 52 million of Nigeria's children and youth with God's Word in the next 7 years. Pray that the newly trained believers will have God's anointing as they share the Word with the youth and children, and that many students and their families will come to Christ across Nigeria. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you and your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.